Wonder Bread is one of the wonders of the modern world, and one of the most wonderful things about it is wondering why so many people eat it. The answer, of course, is complex and historical. Bread is a food created by kneading and baking a yeasty mixture of flour and water. As a staple of the American diet, the rise of bread reveals many social trends. Early Americans manufactured their bread at home, literally because they made it by hand. As early as the 19th century, however, another sort of manufacturer had entered the picture, touting the standardization and uniformity of machine-made bread that was untouched by human hands. Wonder Bread was carefully bred for the 20th century. Born in 1921 at the confluence of convenience, cars, chemicals, and commercialism. Consumers, which is the technical term for people in advanced civilizations, appreciated the convenience of store-bought goods like bread, as factories took over much of the work of the American kitchen. Cars and trucks made it possible to distribute bread in a timely manner to a mass market. The automatic bagging machine, invented in 1914, sealed freshness in a bag. And later, chemicals gave the bread a long shelf life, so that it tasted fresh, even when it wasn't. And gradually, commercialism converted bread from a generic staple to a brand name. Wonder Bread, for example, was created by mixing dough with advertising in such a way that the wonder became as important as the bread. In the bread's first promotion, bakery trucks delivered helium balloons, the precedent for the package's polka dots, to the children of Indianapolis, along with a letter to their moms asking them to try the new wonder. Wonder Bread also advertised in newspapers, on the radio, and eventually on TV shows like the Howdy Doody Show. Wonder Bread, of course, is white bread, a smooth sponge of tastelessness. Made with refined flour, white bread was once the exclusive privilege of refined and wealthy citizens, who avoided the whole grain breads that peasants and proletarians ate. In a process that Dr. America would describe as the bland leading the bland, the taste for white bread eventually trickled down through American society. Actually, the taste for white bread is a contradiction in terms, as Americans often eat white bread so that they can taste the jams and jellies they put on it, or the meats and cheeses and condiments they sandwich in between. Wonder Bread is also enriched bread. After the milling and bleaching process has impoverished the wheat by removing the kernel and the germ, along with most of the nutrients, Wonder's bakers add vitamins and minerals as a nutritional supplement. During World War II, the federal government required bakeries to add iron, niacin, riboflavin, and thiamin, which guard people against deficiency diseases like pellagra. After the war, therefore, Continental Baking touted Wonder Bread mainly for its nutritional value, building strong bodies 12 ways. When the Federal Trade Commission disputed this claim in 1973, Continental dropped the slogan and concentrated instead on kids' preference for the concoction, both as food and as a prime ingredient of bread balls. In 1967, Americans ate 8.8 billion pounds of white bread, and Wonder was still the leading brand of bland. The shift to natural foods at the end of the 1960s affected the popularity of Wonder Bread, as the counterculture criticized both white bread and white bread culture. By 1990, consumption of white bread was down to a mere 5.6 billion pounds. But Americans still eat five times as much white bread as any other kind, and except for its lack of fiber, it is a fairly nutritious part of the American diet. Still, people don't live by bread alone, and so Continental Baking makes a host of other products, including the Hostess Twinkie. But that's another story for another day. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, waiting, as Lawrence Ferlinghetti said, perpetually and forever, for a rebirth of wonder.